The United States Navy, your Navy, presents Broadway in Review. From Broadway, the street of dreams where 10 million lights flash across the sky, the home of Lindy's and Tin Pan Alley, the street where the music of the nation is made, the United States Navy brings you Russ Case and his orchestra, and Broadway's brightest singing stars with Broadway in Review. And now here is your master of ceremonies, Mr. Broadway himself, the famous columnist, Danton Walker.
Thank you, Alan Prescott. A Broadway hit is a magic phrase. It means fame, money, and the satisfaction of pleasing a lot of people. Before a lovely Pat Moran sings for us, Russ Case would like to play a hit song from the Broadway success Carousel. June is busting out all over.
Here's a fashion note for women. More and more young women will be wearing navy blue, the smartly styled navy blue uniform of the waves. And no matter what the season, you'll always be in style as a wave. As a navy wave, a whole new life opens up for you. You'll see new places, meet interesting people, make new friends. You'll be doing an important job in one of the many skills the Navy teaches its waves. And above all, you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you're a member of the team that keeps America strong and free. If you're an ambitious and patriotic young woman, see your nearest Navy recruiter for information on your life as a wave. And bring your parents along. They'll want to know, too.
Well, it's wonderful to be young, pretty, and talented. I think this just about describes our singing star for Broadway in Review. We're going to meet her and talk to her in a minute, but first let us ask her to sing. Can't help loving that man. Miss Pat Moran.
Man of mine.
Well then, Pat, step over here and let's hear how it all happened.
Well, I'm afraid not very much has happened.
It seems to me that if a girl is still in her teens and has played a lead in a Broadway show, that a great deal has happened.
Oh, yes, I think I was very lucky. I really never expected to get the part in Wish You Were Here. But what I meant was I haven't had a long career that I can talk about.
Suppose you begin at the beginning.
I sang at school, and then at Hyannis, Massachusetts. I had a small job in summer stock, and then I got a part in South Pacific.
Well, that was the start. Then what happened?
Well, when I returned and I auditioned for Wish You Were Here, got the part of Teddy Stern.
And very happy with the work. Enjoyed talking to you, Pat, and now I hope you will sing I've Dreamed.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely. I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you'll whisper when you're close, close to me. Alone and awake, I've looked at the stars, the same that smiled on you.
Thank you very much, Pat Moran. And now a word for the United States Navy.
As a young woman with an eye to the future, you ought to know about the opportunities you'll have if you join the waves of the United States Navy. You'll work alongside other members of the Navy at naval shore establishments all over the United States. You'll learn a trade. Maybe you'll study aerography, communications, photography, radio work, or any of a number of fascinating fields. And the Navy pays you while you learn. But that's just the beginning of your life as a Navy wave. If you have completed high school, want to lead a full and interesting life, visit your nearest Navy recruiter. Let him tell you about the Navy and your life as a wave. And bring your parents along. They'll want to know, too. Or drop a postcard to Waves. That's W-A-V-E-S, Waves, Washington 25, D.C.
Anybody with a Broadway memory will never forget the first Garrick Gaieties. It is from that excellent show that Russ Case has chosen this tune, Manhattan.
Thank you.
for now. Join us again the next time the United States Navy Recruiting Service presents Broadway in Review. Here's a final word from Danton Walker.
May I remind you that as a Navy wave, you'll be doing an important job in one of the many skills the Navy teaches.